This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. There are some similarities between the current weather in Iowa and the weather in South America. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Much like what we are seeing here in Iowa, the weather in South America is still quite dry. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the current forecast for Brazil and Argentina.
The short-term forecast is much the same as what we've been talking about for a long time as we've been in that dry season down there for Brazil. There is some rain in the southern portion of Brazil and the eastern portion of Argentina, but overall the bulk of the country is still on the dry side. Looking out to the 6 to 10 day forecast, you are seeing a little bit of rain come into that to that western section of Brazil. Heavier rains in the southern portion, and then going out to the 11 to 15 day, you do have a good portion of the about half of the country seeing some decent rains. But this is the problem, is that they are now officially underway with planting, and these hot, dry conditions that they're going on will keep them from moving forward at a normal pace.
While it is early to be getting too worried about the weather's impact on planting yet, McBride said it's a situation worth monitoring.
That rain that I've talked about in the 11 to 15 day doesn't quite hit those bigger areas like Paraná and Mato Grosso, so we need to see those come across. Otherwise, this does give us a little bit of a thought of maybe some potential to the upside for the at least the soybeans, if not maybe following up a little bit with the corn as well, because of maybe cutting back on those production numbers. Way too early to say that, but it is something to be watching for.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.